This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 458 for Friday, July 2nd. I'm Phil Frantz-Warkentin. ICE futures canola contracts were stronger on Friday as persistent concerns over hot and dry prairie weather remained supportive and activity resumed after the Canada Day holiday. Canola up $13 to $30. The November contract, it's up $19.20 at $830.90 per ton. Nearly all of Western Canada, from BC through to Northern Ontario, is under heat warnings from Environment Canada, with the only precipitation in the forecast tied to sporadic thunderstorm activity. Gains in Chicago soy oil were also supportive for canola, but soybeans held closer to unchanged for most of the day, seeing some consolidation after Wednesday's rally. Strength in the Canadian dollar, up 0.75 cents now relative to its U.S. counterpart, was another limiting factor. In the U.S., activity was mixed. Soybeans bouncing around both sides of unchanged, a bit firmer at the close, while wheat and corn both mostly lower. Profit taking ahead of the weekend was a feature, with U.S. markets set to close Monday for Independence Day. After jumping sharply higher earlier this week, the bean market was due for some consolidation. The November contract up 3 cents at the final bell at $13.99 per bushel. U.S. soybean processors crushed 173.5 million bushels of soybeans in May. That was slightly above average trade guesses and the April crush, but still below what was processed the same month a year ago. The USDA's acreage numbers earlier this week, leaving soybean plantings unchanged from their previous forecast at 87.6 million acres, remained supportive, especially as old crop supplies are thought to be tight and much of the new crop is dealing with heat and dryness. Corn, also due for a correction after recent gains, ending down today, 9 cents lower in September at $5.92 per bushel. However, just as with soybeans, Midwestern weather concerns and Wednesday's smaller-than-expected acreage report provided support. Reports of frost causing damage to Brazilian corn crops, which were already stressed due to dryness through the growing season, also underpinned the corn market. Wheat futures, they are steady to lower. Minneapolis only down 0.25 cents in September at 836.5 per bushel, but Kansas City down 19 cents in September at 619 per bushel, and Chicago down 12 cents in September at 652 per bushel. The vast majority of the U.S. spring wheat growing regions remain in a state of drought. That's keeping the Minneapolis futures well supported. However, profit taking ahead of the long weekend did weigh on prices. The advancing U.S. winter wheat harvest was also bearish, with both yields and quality generally looking okay so far. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Friday, July 2nd. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz-Warkentin.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.